Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study on the subject of love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we find these unforgettable words, three simple words that say, love never fails. This type of love that's being described in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians is not the human love. It is God's love. It is the love of God Himself, that unconditional, powerful love that is the very essence of God Himself. The English word that is translated fails in love never fails comes from a Greek word which means to fade out, to drop away, to be driven off of one's course, to lose, to become inefficient, or to take no effect. Love never fades out. Human love grows cold, becomes bored, becomes disinterested in other people, or fades out. But that God kind of love that's described here in 1 Corinthians 13 never fades out. It always burns brightly. It's always hoping and believing and desiring the best for the other person, regardless of how the recipient is responding. We know that human love fades when the conditions in the love relationship are less than optimum. We see it all the time when people in supposed love relationships say the relationship's not fun anymore, or they'll say our relationship isn't as exciting as it used to be. The God kind of love, that agape love that God wants us to operate with, operates unconditionally. Agape love is a permanent commitment, not a short-term lease. It's a lifetime contract. Your decision to love people with the God kind of love will infuse life into every single relationship that you have. Agape love never fades out. That word fails, love never fails, can also be translated driven off course, to be driven out of one's course. But love, agape love, is never driven off its course. Song of Solomon chapter 8 verse 7 says, many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it out. Love is never driven off its course. When the pressures of life are creating strain in a person's life, he or she may react, or you could say behave, in an undesirable or an unattractive ways. And yet agape love is not deterred or driven off course by the behavior of other people. In seasons of difficulty, the person who's walking in the God kind of love will step up the demonstration of love to that struggling person. This loving response to unlovely behavior will speak volumes, and it'll also bring forth restoration, healing, and encouragement to the person who's on the receiving end of the agape love. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 and 2 tells us to be an imitator of God as dear children and walk in love. You know, God's love's not driven off course towards you when you're having a difficult time, when you're not responding correctly, when you've been in sin. God doesn't pull His love away. Neither does God want us as believers to withdraw our love from people when they are going through a difficult, pressure-filled time in their life and they are not perhaps walking in love toward us. If you will walk, practice walking in this agape love when other people are struggling, it will be much easier for you to operate in agape love when you are struggling. This discipline of not operating or behaving by your feelings, but instead operating by the Spirit of God and by His love, will help you avoid speaking or acting in a less than loving fashion when you're not feeling well or you're under pressure. It's important that we maintain that course of love, whether we're feeling good or not feeling good, or whether other people are doing well or they are not doing well in their reactions towards us. Love never fails. I want to say to you that love, agape love, being demonstrated in a person's life will always affect a change. People are changed when other people will love them with the God kind of love. We know from the book of Hosea that Hosea loved his adulterous wife back to a place of restoration. That certainly wasn't human love Hosea was operating in, because the human person would have said, this wife has been adulterous, I'm not taking her back, I'm not forgiving, I have every right to walk away from this relationship. But Hosea, in obedience to God, demonstrated God's heartbeat toward every human being by showing unconditional love to what we would say would be an undeserving person. But that's the way God's love operates. That's how God wants us to operate in our life towards other people. Do you realize that love will always affect a change? It will not only change others, it'll change the person who walks in the unconditional love. The thoughts and the actions and the words of people who determine to walk in love in their life are changed supernaturally from within by allowing God's love to be the dominant force in their lives rather than their flesh. Most people walk in the flesh 90% of the time, even though they may be Spirit-filled Christians. But God's love in you, if you will allow it to be the dominant force in your life rather than letting your flesh act and react to other people, it will change you. It'll change the way you think. It'll change the way you speak. It'll change your choice of action and behavior. Romans 13:10 tells us, love does no wrong to his neighbor. And it didn't say, love does no wrong to his neighbor when the neighbor does no wrong to us. You may be being wronged by your neighbor, and yet God calls us to do no wrong in return when we are not receiving love from others or when we've been wronged by others. 2 Corinthians 5:14 tells us that the love of Christ constrains us. Do you understand that if you'll let God's love dominate your inner man and be the very driving force in your life, that love will constrain you? It'll restrain you from saying certain things, and it'll compel you to say other things. It'll compel you to act in a loving manner, and it'll restrain you from acting in an unloving manner. That's that agape love, vibrant, alive, and powerful inside of you. But you have to uncap it. If you are a born-again believer, you have that love inside of you, even if you feel like you don't. Romans 5:5 is very clear that God has shed abroad in our hearts His love. His love is unconditional. His love is powerful. His love is given to everyone, whether they deserve it or not. That's the love God wants you to tap into every day. That's the love God wants you to love your mother-in-law with. That's the love God wants you to love your parents who perhaps were abusive to you. Perhaps that you're estranged from them, and yet God wants you to love them with His unconditional love, leaving them to the Lord, but showing love yourself. It will change you, and it will change them. 1 John 4:18 tells us that there's no fear in love. The Amplified says, dread does not exist, But full-grown, complete, and perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. You don't have to be afraid of showing unconditional love to people. Many people are afraid to do that because they're fearful they'll become someone's doormat if they love people even when they're being wrongly treated. God is your protection. You're not to protect yourself. You are to allow God to be your protector, and you're to believe Him to preserve you and to keep you according to the Word of God. There's no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, and perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. I love the Amplified version of 1 John 4:18. God wants you to walk in love without fear. It will not be a fearful thing to pour out unconditional love everywhere you go. God will be your protection. He'll keep you. He'll bless you. And He'll use you to be a blessing to many, many people, even to people who seem like they are so hardened in their heart that they could never change. And yet that's the very person that is in the most desperate need of someone to show God's unconditional love. Don't be repelled by their stone-cold way of dealing with you. Still pour out God's warmth, His affection, His kindness. That's how God operates, and God wants us to operate that way. You can live an exciting life if you choose the life of love that God has called each believer to. It will fill your life with excitement that you never dreamed of, because you are not bound by how other people act or react. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.